This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The hour on the ever-loving PJV program. Those of you who have discovered this program has infinite possibilities, change a lot of people's minds. Not that that's our job, but sometimes people listen. Victoria will tell you that she's changed a lot of her points of view since having been around me. Not necessarily in one area, but I think that there are... Haven't you? A lot of people tell me that. I remember McFadden used to tell me that all the time. When he was here, I've changed her. Not, I don't know whether it's for the better or not. I guess that remains to be seen. A lot of people get close to changing their ideas, and then they don't feel like they can quite get, they don't dare, they're not bold enough. I think that we all need to live without judgment, frankly. There's way too much judgment in the world, and there's not a lot of reason for it. And so I find
you
that
you throw out your fair share.
Oh, I get it. Yeah. I didn't say I was perfect. Why can't they be like we were, perfect in every way? What's the matter with kids today? I have three young ladies who are with me on this program every day. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. And here we go, the oldest of the young ladies.
I just broke a nail.
Jennifer,
this show is hard work. I just broke a nail.
Did you really? I'm sorry about that.
All right,
so it's Thanksgiving week. Thanksgiving. What do we have to do Thanksgiving? You got a poll?
Yes. Okay. So I think it was about a week ago, Victoria,
by the way,
you had talked.
Somebody asked me yesterday how I would describe the three of you, and I used the word trifecta. You think that's okay?
Yeah, we're a power throuple.
Yeah.
Thank you, Katie Hill.
All right. Okay. All right. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, yes.
So I think it was a week ago when Victoria did this story about the popular side dish items that go along with Thanksgiving, and it depends on what area of the country that you're in that kind of determines the popularity. Well, now there's a new survey out that says 1 in 4 Americans are tired of traditional Thanksgiving food. What? Play the dramatic singer, Kara. Come on. New survey reveals that 43% of respondents are open to celebrating a, quote, alternative Thanksgiving this year. Now, of course, we all know the tradition, right? We've got the turkey, we've got the stuffing, the cranberry sauce. But apparently these foods, according to Americans, are being served out of habit and tradition more than actually what people like or what tastes good. There's a survey of 2,000 Americans
that
revealed more than a quarter have grown tired of the usual Thanksgiving fare and would like to see some new cuisine on the menu. 45% of the survey's respondents said that they've already spiced up Thanksgiving by cooking non-traditional food for the big meal or plan to do so in the future. And 43% say they'd be open to an alternative Thanksgiving. This was a survey done by the fast food restaurant Hardee's, who probably said, hey, why don't you come to our restaurant? Burgers for everybody. Mm-hmm. And they found that the number one way Americans are changing things up is by serving a main dish aside from turkey. 64% said they would be skipping the bird on Thanksgiving. 30% say they've already stopped serving it each year. So it's kind of odd that, or not surprising actually, that 24% of Americans listed turkey as one of the most overrated Thanksgiving foods. Other commonly cited overrated foods were cranberry sauce at 37%, sweet potatoes at 27%. They clearly haven't had mine. Green beans at 25%, and macaroni and cheese at 24%.
Really?
A lot of people actually, 35% said they just go out to dinner on Thanksgiving. They don't actually do the full dinner at their home.
That's what we did last year. It's so nice to have other options.
Where do you go? Kind of a restaurant? Do you have the traditional meal at the restaurant, or you just eat out and that's it?
Well, we just had Thanksgiving last year. Lewis and I just had dinner with my parents, and it was at, we live in a little village of, that has restaurants here, so we just went to a restaurant.
Yeah.
They had the traditional, like, it was a prefix menu, so you could order anything you wanted, fish, whatever, steak, and then they also had what they called the traditional Thanksgiving plate, and that had the turkey and the mashed potatoes and the stuffing and things like that. So I think Lewis and my dad probably did that.
One of the guys who works on the farm with me went to Boston Market and ordered what he thought would be good for Thanksgiving to bring home. He said it wasn't too expensive. So that's one way, I suppose, of optioning out. The story this week that's gotten a lot of buzz, this is trending everywhere, A.C. Moore closing stores all over the country. There are 11 of these stores here in Massachusetts, and 8 of them will open. They're closing on Friday as A.C. Moore and opening on Monday as Michaels, which I find interesting.
Yeah, we talked about that a couple years ago.
Yeah, the inventory.
Yeah. There's 145 of the stores that are actually the total A.C. Moore stores that are closing, and I think only 40 out of the 185 are turning into Michaels.
Yeah. Well, I suppose that at least takes care of 40 of the employees and the rents and all that other good stuff.
And the
stuff,
inventory.
So.
I don't know what they're going to do with all that.
Happy Thanksgiving from the DJV program. We're going to talk about different types of giving for the holidays as we continue here.
When was the last time you whitened your teeth? The holidays are coming, and now is the time to brighten your smile. With office parties, family gatherings, and photo opportunities coming up, don't be caught off guard with cringeworthy, discolored teeth. With Power Swabs, you can whiten your smile and be holiday ready in no time. Power Swabs are clinically proven to whiten an average of 2 shades in the first 5 minutes. Power Swabs never leaves your teeth and gums sore or sensitive like other whitening treatments, and it's totally safe and effective on all dental work. If you're not happy, Power Swabs are backed with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Try Power Swabs and see how much whiter your teeth will be in just 5 minutes. Call 800-208-1797 for 40% off, an additional $10 off plus a free quick stick. That's right, 40% off, an additional $10 off plus a free quick stick. Call 800-208-1797, 800-208-1797. Get that bright smile holiday ready with Power Swabs.
Dried Formula 14 from Sierra Sil is a game changer if you live with aches and pains. Listeners from all around the country are feeling the relief. Jane wrote in raving about what Joint Formula 14 did for her old sports aches. And for me, old farm pains and chasing my darling Daisy May around the house. How about you? You can be ache-free. Go to achefree.live. Even if you've tried glucosamine and chondroitin, Joint Formula 14 is different. You get relief or you get your money back. Call 877-743-7720. Ask about the half-off offer using the promo code DJV. If you're living with aches, you don't have to. You can feel better. Go online to achefree.live. That's achefree.live. Special 50% offer right now using the DJV code. Get it online or at 877-743-7720 to feel better in 14 days or your money back.
Guess what? Right now is the perfect time to get your house ready for the winter so you can sit back and enjoy the holidays. Home Advisor can help get you started. Home Advisor matches you to the right pro for the job in seconds. You can read reviews and even book appointments online. Home Advisor can help with any home project, big or small, painting, plumbing, even remodeling. So why wait? Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started on your next project.
Home Advisor.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Quarter after the hour here on the DJV program, the holiday season. It's the holiday season. Da-da-da-da-da-da. Heartwarming time. You're also going to be bringing some light to causes. It's not just buying presents for people, but helping people who are in need in your community or maybe around the country or around the world. Giving Tuesday coming up, celebrated on the Tuesday following Thanksgiving, fueled by the power of social media, collaboration. Last Giving Tuesday, people raised $125 million on Facebook via its fundraising tool. So we've invited Roy O'Winner, who is the communication manager for social impact at Facebook, to talk about this year's effort, people getting involved using Facebook on any number of levels on Giving Tuesday. Roya, happy Thanksgiving to you and your family.
Happy Thanksgiving to you, Doug. Thanks for having me.
Sure. So let's talk about, well, last year I just said, I reviewed 125 mil. That's pretty good. Given that success, what are you looking forward to doing this year?
Yeah, so Facebook and Instagram have become the destination to give back this holiday season and beyond. And this year we're matching $7 million in donations on Giving Tuesday to help people make even bigger impact. And I have to tell you, Giving Tuesday is by far my favorite day on Facebook because you see all the different causes and nonprofits that people care about. Around the holiday season, they're kicking off, like you said, you know, there's Thanksgiving, there's Black Friday, there's Cyber Monday. There's all these moments to consume. But Giving Tuesday is all about giving back, and it really sets off the holiday spirit, I think, in a really beautiful way.
All right. I'm guessing this is not a touchy subject because there has been a lot of scrutiny on some of the social media platforms as to what they air and what they don't air and what they have, what you can see and what you can't. How do you know that the, have you vetted, does Facebook vet these various funds, the things that you're suggesting or people find to give to so that they know that their money's going to go where they want it to go?
You got it, Doug. So all nonprofits on Facebook have been vetted either by us or by our partner, which is Network for Good, to make sure that both donors and fundraiser creators have the peace of mind that their funds are going to the right place and those charities are in good standing and they're legitimate organizations. Because what we've found is that people make incredible impact when they have access to these tools. To date, people have raised over $2 billion using Facebook fundraising tools, and that's for nonprofit and personal causes. And
sure.
I think days like Giving Tuesday really highlight the power of social media to do and be a force of good in the world.
Okay, so you mentioned that Facebook is going to match up to 7 million in donations. How does that take place? How do you do that? What's the mechanism?
You got it. So starting a fundraiser for Giving Tuesday for your favorite nonprofit is the best first step. And starting at 5 a.m. Pacific on Giving Tuesday, the matching begins, and people, as soon as they're donating, are eligible for that $7 million match. As you can imagine, it goes fairly quickly. It's first come, first served. But we have set some donation and matching caps, so no one organization is getting an outsized amount of dollars. And we've taken a lot of feedback from the nonprofit community. This is the third year that we're matching donations. And what I'm really inspired by is beyond that $7 million, it's everyone who's pitching in. It's a lot of people doing what they can, even if what they can is a little bit, which amounted to last year $125 million. I'm excited to see what people do this year.
All right. So to start one of these things, if you have, let's say in your community, there's some charity, there's something in need that's very local, can you start a Facebook fundraiser with that as the basis for the fundraiser?
The best way to do that, Doug, is to actually go check on Facebook.com/fundraisers or a fundraisers tab within the Facebook app, because a lot of organizations, we have over a million nonprofits who can fundraise on Facebook, and it's likely that that local organization is eligible because we partner with, like I said, Network for Good and GuideStar to help bring in these local orgs. And what I love about it is whether you're fundraising for, you know, the animal shelter down the street from your house or St. Jude Children's Hospital, which, you know, operates nationally, you have the opportunity to really lend your voice and say, hey, friends and family, I really care about this cause because, let's say, it's touched you in a certain way. And I think it really helps build community around both those hyper-local causes, but even national causes. I see people who have, you know, have been affected by cancer in their families, and every year they fundraise for cancer research. There's people who are connected to different causes, and it's really cool to see.
Well, I think that's part of it here. I think there are causes we all have, like I want to support animal shelters. And I have, because I give thanks for the animals in my life, it's a great focus on Thanksgiving. It's not just about family, but it's about the things that make your life better. And so there are a lot of those. I wanted to probe, and I understand what you're saying. Go to facebook.com/fundraisers to get more information. Facebook.com/fundraisers, and you can start one, you can follow them, you can do what's right. Roya Winner, who is in charge of social impact at Facebook, is here sharing some of these ideas for, it's next Tuesday, remember. Next Tuesday is Giving Tuesday. 21 after the hour on the DJV program.
I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222 to discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Body like a backbone, driving with my eyes closed. I know every curve like the back of my hand. Doing 15 and 30, I ain't in no hurry. I'ma take it slow, just as fast as I can. Boy, she's in them blue jeans, she don't need no belt, but I can turn them inside out.
This guy's singing at the Gentlemen's Club in Washington.
It might be.
Sam Hunt, this is a surprise to no one, has canceled his NASCAR performance, the awards performance, because he got arrested on a DUI last week in Nashville. He's going to be replaced by Chris Jansen. Who's Chris Jansen? Do we know who he is? I don't know.
Country singer.
Country singer, okay.
I'm just excited I know who Sam Hunt is.
Okay. When you look at the pictures of him after he got caught in the DUI. The awards.
So bombed.
Yeah. Going the wrong way on an interstate? Come on. Anyway, the NASCAR awards will be held on the 5th of December, 8 o'clock, in the Music City Center in Nashville. Cassidy Pope co-hosts the event with TV racing analyst Rutledge Wood. Mr. Jansen expressed his excitement to be performing as part of the inaugural awards show in a video message that was up on Twitter. In it, he said, well, he congratulated Kyle Busch on the 24-year-old's recent championship win at the Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series. 24 years old and he's a winner. That's pretty good, huh? The award show closes a week-long celebration of NASCAR festivities going on in Nashville. December 3rd to 5th, they're going to host the event, which will be filled with fan interactions, music, race cars, driver appearances. How do they do this in the middle of the week? And people just take off, go there for the week, next week?
I guess, yeah.
I guess so. The news of Hunt dropping out of the event came after he was arrested driving the wrong way down Ellington Parkway in Nashville. Arrest warrant shows Hunt had a blood alcohol level of 1.73. What's legal, 0.8 or something?
So 0.08, yeah, so he was over double the limit.
Skunked. Yeah. He had two open containers in his car. We think he gets the Dummy of the Year award for that one. He released an apology. Oh, really? For being a dumbass? I'm sorry, I'm a dumbass.
I still think I'm glad he did the apology thing. So many people just try to make it disappear, but still, I mean, there's no excuse for that. But at least he's trying to make amends.
Next up, music in the music cove of the DJV program every hour during this portion of the hour. We have a focus on a couple of music stories. Chris Jansen up next. Turns out he's released his latest single called Done. He says he's now revamping his career. So who knows about his career to this point, Chris Jansen?
It's a good thing. Good thing he's revamping.
Yeah, because nobody knows who he is.
Yeah, I've heard his name. I just couldn't tell you what he's doing.
Well, already he has chart-topping singles, Jennifer. He is a member of the Grand Ole Opry. Did you watch the Dolly Parton Grand Ole Opry thing last night? Anybody watch that?
Oh, that was last night? No, I recorded it. Yeah. I forgot.
Yeah. Did you see it, Jen Jen?
No, I recorded it. I'll watch it this weekend, probably.
Yeah. It was nice. I was in and out of it a couple of times. It was nicely done. What I liked about it was that there were a lot of references to her early days, some of the outfits. Yeah. She talks about the first hit she had about it being a dumb blonde. And she looked right in the camera and she says, "I'm not dumb and I'm not blonde." So then you all wonder, okay, what's the real color of her hair? Because she always wears those blonde wigs. So that's cool. Let's see. Jansen says, "I think Done, the song we're talking about and what you're listening to, will be a turning point. I wanted a mid-90s down the middle of the road hit, and that's what we tried to do with this." Aside from the NASCAR awards, Jansen is set to appear in the Macy's Parade. He'll play Brooklyn Barclays Center a couple of days afterwards. Let's see, the 4th of December is there. Part of the big radio station, country station of New York Stars and Strings 2019. So that's the story of Chris.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
If you're among the 55 million Americans expected to be heading somewhere for Thanksgiving, AAA's Robert Sinclair says, whether it's driving or flying,
Thanksgiving itself is probably going to be the best day to travel of the holiday travel period. It's going to be very light.
Today, those expected to see big delays because of the travel traffic in the skies and on the highways, and that's going to be made worse by some severe weather. This man in New York has advice for those who will be driving.
Just give, you know, plenty of space in front of you on the roads and try to make sure that your partner is not freaking out while they're driving.
An overnight explosion at a chemical plant in East Texas, forcing people to evacuate after shattering windows some 40 miles away. The blast at the TPC Group plant in Port Neches set off a fire that's still burning, shooting flames hundreds of feet in the air. This is USA Radio News.
Hi everyone, Wayne Allyn Roos. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down. 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered. 800-289-2646 or go to SwissAmerica.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
On the air we are, back on the air we go, TJV show, 34 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. We're all here at your service, and we are on your side. How many people you listen to or even watch on TV do you think are actually on your side? Think about it, right? You think about those news anchors, you think they're really on your side? Nah. They just want to sensationalize everything and pick up their check. What about the radio guys? You really think that, what's his name, Sebastian Gorka is on your side, Jennifer?
I actually do.
Mm-hmm. I know, that's why I asked you. Okay.
So, I just wanted to tell you yes.
In the news. Mm-hmm. Let's see. What's the latest on Kevin O'Leary, Mr. Wonderful? Not so wonderful.
Well,
right, Victoria?
This is really not necessarily connected. Well, it's not Kevin O'Leary himself. It's his wife.
Right.
So just as a recap, Mr. Wonderful from Shark Tank, the bald guy, he and his wife back in the summertime were up in Canada, and they had been on their boat all day. They were bringing their boat in. It was around 11, 1130 at night. It was pretty dark. And Linda, his wife, O'Leary, she was driving. And they crashed into a larger boat and ran up on top of the larger boat, instantly killing a person who was on that up on top of the bow. And then a second person was injured pretty badly and had to go to the hospital. Now, Canada's still trying to, I guess they're still investigating this. And now the latest is that Linda O'Leary was given a breathalyzer and had alcohol on her breath. Right. Now, she's issuing a statement saying that, yes, the police did administer an alcohol screening test to her because she was the one driving the boat. But then she told police that she actually drank vodka after the crash, but before she submitted to the breathalyzer.
Okay. Maybe.
Now, here's the other thing. She also claimed that she couldn't recall exactly who gave her the vodka after the crash. I don't know who has vodka on hand.
That's pretty smart, though.
Oh, no, I wasn't drinking. It was after. Yeah, it was after the crash, but before I took the breathalyzer.
Right.
So that's what she's saying now. And this is the family, the 48-year-old woman, Suzanne Brito, who was killed. Her family has now sued Kevin and Linda O'Leary for wrongful death.
Yeah.
They're looking for all kinds of damages. And now
they found out who he was and how much money he had.
Yeah, well, the O'Leary's lawyer... Yeah, the O'Leary's lawyer said, quote, Linda O'Leary was not impaired. She's a highly experienced boater who was proceeding cautiously with due care and attention, but somehow she ended up on top of another boat, so I'm not really sure. Now, they've maintained from the beginning that the running lights on the larger boat were not on, and that's why they couldn't see the boat, and that's why they crashed. So they claim that no one could have avoided the collision, and that it was...
Yeah, you could have. If you weren't on the water at the time drinking, you probably could have avoided
it. Well, who needs to be bringing their boat back in at 11:30 at night? I've been on plenty of boats. I grew up on the water. That's just stupid. You're up to no good at 11:30 at night on a boat. Sorry.
Mr. Wonderful, who else was on the boat besides Mr. and Mrs. Wonderful?
I think it's just the two of them.
Well, maybe...
No one else's name has popped up. Only the larger boat held 13 people.
What do we know about
her?
Is she somebody that you'd know, or is just she's married to
I don't know. She might have businesses on her own, but she's certainly not, you know, famous like
well,
he
known.
Is.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So essentially, it looks like because of the alcohol factor, it looks like the wrongful death case got a little more interesting for the family of Suzanne Brito.
Right. Okay. You were talking about being in the dark. Here's my segue serenade when it comes to thinking about being in the dark. We are heard, this program is aired in Barrow, Alaska. And I got a note from somebody in Barrow, Alaska that asked me if I knew that the sun is going to set there today and it will not rise again until next year.
What?
Did you know that?
No.
They go into darkness. It's called polar darkness. It lasts for 2 months. Where you will not see the sun at all.
Rough.
There are 4,300 people that live in this community. The next dawn will be, let's see here, January 23rd. So he sent me this note on the 23rd. Okay. January 23rd, 67 days from
that's
now.
Rough.
Total darkness. How'd you like to live in that reality?
No, no thanks.
This is something.
Don't they also have in Alaska... and this is based on my movie viewing of that proposal movie with Ryan Reynolds and Sandra Bullock. Don't they also have part of the year where it's constant daylight?
Yes.
And the opposite is true.
During
6 months from now, there will not be any darkness. It'll be light. That's the farthest, most community in the world that has a population. That is somebody living there other than the North Pole itself. Those people are in and out of there doing their work, their research. But this is a town of 4,300 people. The next on January 23rd, this is hundreds of miles north of the Arctic Circle, the northernmost city, 2,000 miles north. It's 2,000 miles from our furthest continental city, Seattle. 2,000 miles. School teacher in town posted a photo of the last sunset the other day. Photo caption, photo of our last sunset. The kids and I watched it from our classroom window. So they're in school and the sun is going down. Go to school. Imagine just living in that. I think it's hard for most people. Congratulations to those folks listening to us up in Barrow that you can do that. They changed the name or the name was, I'm not sure whether this is the earlier name. It's called Utqiagvik. U-T-Q-I-A-G-V-I-K. If you want to look up, but you can look up Barrow and come up with the same thing. I wouldn't want to live in that deal. Whew. No, thank you. Bad enough that the sun goes down to 4:15 here now. And that's another thing. What at this point in our reality, what in the world good does it do to have the sun go down to 4? Who does it benefit? It doesn't benefit anybody. That's why so many cities and more urging state, because it's a home rule thing, to dump the tradition, which is useless anymore, of daylight savings time. Foolishness. Talking about people in the news, The Rock and Danny DeVito, who are co-starring in the next Jumanji movie, were in San Luca. What is this? Cabo San Lucas in Mexico? Did you go there, Jennifer?
Yes. That's where I used to go all the time, yeah.
Right. So the movie that they're out promoting right now, Jumanji, they were in town, so they decided to crash a wedding.
That's fun. They yeah. seem like they'd be so much fun.
I'm sure. The video that was shared this week on The Rock's Instagram account has the two of them, Danny DeVito and The Rock, enjoying a drink by the pool. And then they heard that there was a wedding going on. DeVito looks at The Rock and says, "Ever crash a wedding?" The Rock said, "No." DeVito says, "Okay, let's go."
No time like the present.
The two of them clink their drinks in agreement, and they proceed to surprise the bride and the groom and the wedding guests by entering the reception singing, "Unforgettable, That's What You Are." The reception guests were shocked and thrilled by the duo's performance. Apparently they were sipping a little tequila.
A little liquid courage to see.
A little liquid courage, right, exactly. The Rock wrote, "It was actually quite beautiful. The love surrounding the wedding couple was so strong. Congratulations to the lovely bride, Christine, and the handsome groom, Will." So there you go. That's what.
Isn't The Rock a newlywed, too? Didn't he get married
relatively
a year ago?
Yeah,
yeah, but he's been with her.
Had all those kids.
A couple of kids with her. So I think there's probably not a lot of the nuance, the newness of it, if you will. We have podcasts galore. I have a lot of podcasts that you can find at DougStephan.com, the list of all of them, Good Day Health, the podcast, A Good Day Health Show, The American Family Farmer Show, a podcast about what's going on with food and family, the metaphysical show, Your Hidden Power, at Your Hidden Power Show. And then there's the DJV Show podcast. The most recent one has a discussion of Michael Bloomberg's strategy after announcing his presidential run. We also talk about Taylor Swift and what a fabulous night she had at the American Musical Awards. And then Andrew Yang became a focus of ours. What's he doing to make sure all the candidates get equal treatment? If you have holiday plans, we discuss how the weather this week will impact travel. Also, there's a focus on the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade and the big deals you can find on Black Friday. All these in the podcast that's up right now at djvshow.com. You can follow our social media feeds on Twitter at DJV Show or at facebook.com/DJV Show.
If you know the value of good machines, then it's high time we got together. We're Bailey Industrial, builders of metal and woodworking equipment. Hardworking machines for hardworking people. We stand behind our equipment and make sure our equipment stands behind you with the after-sales support you need to keep your shop running smoothly, which means making sure you have what you need when you need it, typically shipping within 72 hours or less. So whether you're a fabricator or manufacturer of metal or wood products, go to 920machine.com and we'll send you a catalog, over 400 pages of what you love most. Machine.
machines. So whatever you're looking to build or manufacture, do it with Bailey Industrial, the company you can trust to give you the equipment and service you can rely on. Because if it's worth doing right, it's only right to do it with Bailey. Get the Machine Lover's Dream catalog free by calling 920-MACHINE or go to 920machine.com. Get your free catalog while they last at 920machine.com.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-355-1493. 1-800-355-1493. That's 1-800-355-1493.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm here to tell you about my brand new product for MyPillow. Just like all of you out there, I had problems with bath towels. They just don't seem to dry you anymore. They feel soft and lotiony in the stores, but you get them home and they don't absorb. Well, I found out that around 2006, towels changed forever. They started importing them and adding softeners and other things to the cotton that made them feel good, but they didn't work. Well, I found the best towel company right here in the USA. They have proprietary technology so that I was able to create towels that feel soft but actually work. They're all made with USA cotton, and they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee.
And now you can go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, and get 30% off amazing new towels that they have at MyPillow.com. Yep, go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJ. V.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Yes, we're canoodling here on the DJV program. What a great word that is. Canoodle. So everybody say canoodle.
I don't even know what it means, but
canoodle.
Yankee canoodle. Oh, canoodle. Doodle.
Yankee doodle. Yankee doodle. Canoodle. Kara, say canoodle. You want to explain also what that means? Kara's...
Doesn't it just mean like cuddling?
Yeah.
It's just another word of fraternize.
Probably closer to fraternization. We're talking about Justin Timberlake and the hussy that's in the movie with him that's trying to hustle.
Well, no, we're not blaming. This is on him. We're not blaming her. Although she does know that he has a wife, and she
hand
does not
on
need
his
to.
Thigh.
Yeah, she does not need to be resting her hand on his thigh. But this is I'm mad at him, and he wasn't wearing his wedding ring.
So Jennifer, what happens if Jeff puts his hand on a woman's thigh?
He wouldn't.
Besides yours. He what?
He wouldn't.
He wouldn't have a hand anymore.
Okay.
That's what would happen.
All right. What about you, Victoria? Lewis, nobody is
Lewis
worrying about that.
Lewis would be missing a hand and something else.
Really?
What?
Bunga. In-game advertising during the upcoming Super Bowl has completely sold out at an average of $5.5 million a spot.
Wow.
And according to Sports Media Watch, the NFL game between the Cowboys and the Patriots drew a record, all-time record audience. What is there, I ask this always, about people? I remember I went to that Ohio State game, and my friend Arthur, he and his wife went with me to see my friend Ralph and his wife, Joni, who went to school with me. And there Ralph is a nutbird about Ohio State. He went to Ohio State, and he was just crazy. He'd been after us to go for 3 years to a game, so we finally went. And I sat there, and Ralph kept trying to get me interested in what was going on, and he knew that I was. And first of all, I didn't feel well, but looking at that stuff going on out there, I didn't, woof. Yeah, anyway, I guess I'm in the minority. A lot of people watching these TV events. 10 before the hour here on the DJV program.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Eckstein, he's the company manager of the pet show, therefore in charge of the content of this fabulous program. There are tips from Warren every day on the DJV show, and he actually graces us with his presence in the early morning hours Wednesdays. And so anyway, he's happy to remind us that we should be careful with him, not do anything that is overly dramatic that would put him on a course for certain disaster, because it's early in the morning. All right, so we got a couple of things here. You saw that the House of Representatives passed a bill that makes animal cruelty now a federal crime. President signed it. What do you think of that? It's about time?
Great idea, but I don't know why it took so long. We've been talking about it for, what, 50 years?
Yeah. The slow.
No, seriously.
The hands of justice in Washington. Yeah.
What kind of negotiations takes place about not hurting animals? Why is there a negotiation?
Why
just
is
don't
there
do
any
it.
Discussion? Yeah.
Exactly.
Hello. Ding, 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 ding. So there are kinds of penalties for doing it. We've actually had several different conversations on the program about it and what it is that gets people to think that it's okay to injure or kill an animal in any way, shape, or form. And then we talk about food and the things that people eat, and I suppose it becomes judgmental then at that point. But I just, I, I don't get what people think is okay about this. I just don't.
Here's the bottom line, Doug. Hurt an animal, go to jail. It's that simple.
Yeah, okay, there
it's
we
just
go.
That simple.
Now, the holidays are upon us. Stress on your dog, your cat, yes or no? Is this a good time of year for your pet or a bad time, or is it sort of nonplus?
You know, I just put this up. The holiday season should be fun for everyone, and your dogs and cats included. But so many people are stressed out this time of year. And if you don't work on decreasing your stress levels for your own sake, you should do it for your dog or cat, because the stress that you're going through goes from one end of the leash to the other end of the leash. And stress really affects our pets not only psychologically but physiologically as well.
But don't you think that people think that the dogs and cats, I mean, under the circumstances, they're stress relievers? When I give Daisy May a big hug, there's a lot of stress that comes out. Now, whether I'm transferring that energy to her, I hope I'm not. But there's a stress that's relieved. The animals are our pals, and they help us with stuff like that, right?
Listen, you're not going to get an argument from me that animals help relieve stress. But on the other hand, the woman or man who's cooking a turkey and drops it on the floor and the dog runs over to that turkey is already stressed out, so they're going to take it out on the dog. So this time of year, I get so many people calling me that I'm in the kitchen and the dog was bothering me, or the cat's jumping on the countertop. So normally what people would accept is less acceptable this time of year because they're so busy and they're so stressed out themselves. So normal behavior on our dog or cat may be exasperated by people just on the fact that they're stressed out themselves. So stress goes from one end of the leash to the other, just so you know. On the other hand, people that are stressed out can get that stress relief from a dog, but the person that's going crazy, wrapping presents, cooking, and all that stuff at one time, they're stressing their pets out. Take it from me.
All right. So what to eat and what not to eat, what to give the dog from the table. Again, this would seem to be common sense. Like, hello, chicken bones, turkey bones, do not give them to your dog. Doesn't everybody know that, Warren?
Yeah, they do, but there's a lot more than just turkey bones. Obviously, common sense says keep bones away from your dog, but even the skin of a turkey, it's fatty food, and it's really tough for dogs to digest and can cause pancreatitis. Stuffing. Now, here's something, you know, Victoria, you brought this up about onions.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of stuffing includes scallions, garlic, and onions, all three of which are toxic to animals and can cause anemia. So keep the stuffing. Mushrooms. If your dog eats mushrooms, they can experience seizures and vomiting. Nutmeg. Who would think nutmeg? Pumpkin and sweet potatoes are good for your dog, but make sure they don't contain nutmeg. It can cause, actually can cause hallucinogenic situations with your
dog. Really?
Pet. And here's something you don't think about. What about alcohol? I mean, no one's going to give their dog a martini, but if you leave alcohol sitting around, or some of those sweeter drinks that maybe people have, you know, around the holidays, alcohol can be, and nuts can be very dangerous. And raw dough. People are cooking all those great bakery things and those rolls. So keep those away. And sage. I didn't even know this. Sage is very dangerous for dogs as well. Contains oils and resins that can upset your dog's stomach and do a number on his central nervous system. And of course, we know about chocolate. So here's what I do, okay? I have people come over Thanksgiving or other holidays. Just make sure I always set a bowl aside specifically with items for the pets. So people know, if you want to give my dogs a treat, hey, fine, I have no problem with that, but these are the healthy treats for them. You eat the turkey and other stuff yourself.
I'm looking at the dog catalog for gift ideas. There are all kinds of things in there. You want to be careful of what you buy for your dog, your cat for Christmas. Put some thought into it, I think Warren would advise. Warren Eckstein here from The Pet Show at thepetshow.com here on the DJV Show.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.